Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine, by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you have access to thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. August 27th. I don't believe it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and it's September 1st. Labor Day, which usually signifies the end of summer, but summer will last with me all through fall and winter and into spring. It's a joyous time of the year. I'm looking out my window, and I see the pond. Oh, we're finally seeing the rocks. We were deluged with rain. And then the hot sun came out. I live in the suburb, 25 miles west of Chicagoland's Chi-Tai town. Listening to Live with Kathy, the guest call-in is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And get your pen and pad out. Now remember, if you don't get the contact numbers and you want to write them down, you could always log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's show. Oh, I'm just so comfy and it's just so beautiful out and we're just so joyous because Chicago and the nation is celebrating, but I'll get to that. The website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and simply ageless.net. So I get you coming and going. Click on all of the buttons, and when you find the link to my cover story, read that if you have a moment. It's only 13 pages long. And click on video, and watch that incredible performance of Roger Plummer with an outstanding voice. Who'd have thunk it? Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. It's entertaining. You'll love it. You sing along and you'll find out that Willie Chase was really quite a dude. And you know what's really the best part about it? Well, first of all, Roger and I resonate on the stage. And we have fun and it's contagious. And it's clean. So little kids could be there. They love it because they get up and sing and dance. And it's a marvelous introduction for them in grade school. I think it's middle school when they're about sixth grade. No one knows about Shakespeare. And you really think of him as being, you know, a fuddy-duddy. And oh, just someone who's stuffy. No, he wasn't. And I love doing my background. I remember fussing when I was in training with a professor at DePaul University, and he said, "Now you will learn, say, Shakespeare." I said, "I don't want to learn it." He said, "Shut up. You will learn it for its tempo." Do any of you know what a sonnet is? "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease have all too short a date." What is a sonnet? Give me the core and the composition of a sonnet. And by the way, you do know that the Elixir of Youth is an e-book, and it's yours free when you call in, when you contact me. And tell me about any of the shows that you really enjoyed listening to. And do you have a topic? Do you have an idea for a show? It shall be my pleasure. Okay. Oh, our bags are packed. Roger and I will travel. Click down, scroll down to books, and there's the elixir. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, and all of my secrets are timely, natural, and they're yours. No medication, no nothing. Just meditation. And you're going to discover who you really are. Who are you? What are you? And tell me, where are you going? Then we have choices that I'll get to. The Heart of the Lion. And 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Now, the Elixir is an e-book. You know how to get it. Choices, you could call me at 847-882-8717. You'll get a discount. Amazon, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. The Heart of the Lion, Amazon.com, and Ex Libris. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Self-Growth, and I believe Amazon.com. And then you'll want to get the book, The Second Coming. This was written by John Patrick. It's absolutely an incredible, it's fiction. It is fiction. Now, Choices is nonfiction. It is an ebook, soft, hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Yeah. And The Second Coming is revealed. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus? The future events foretold by many seers from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese. There's only one man who knows the answer for his discovery in the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. The second coming of Christ happened. You will not be able to put the book down. And it was just released on July 15th, and you could get it through Tate Publishers, too. It is incredible. You're following four men on their journey to meet the second coming of Christ. That happens. That happens. So get the book, Tom Patrick. And if you want to know more about it, you could give me a call. And I shall be delighted to answer any of your questions if they're within my realm of understanding. I did digress. Chicago and the nation is celebrating. Now, today's show is circa 2030. Live Better, A Day in the Life in 2030. That's 16 years from now. Where has the time gone? Where has the time gone? Life in 2030. 30 from lucid dreaming to backyard farms. The future is yours to control. Now, I'll get to that, but let's do a little celebration. Jackie Robinson West, our little league baseball team, are national winners. At all of the stations today in Chicago, I don't know about out of the area, but these are these little boys, 12, 13 years old, who handled themselves with such grace, pomp, and circumstance. They're our own boys of the summer. An ode to J.R.W., and this is by Mary Schmitz, in the Chicago Tribune, Section 1 on Wednesday, page 3. You know, there are people that come into this world being able to rhyme, and they're poets, and I'm just in awe of them. So let me read to you the ode to J.R.W. by Mary Schmitz. Sidebar, I saw them on television this morning before I came on the air to be with my favorite people in the world, all of you. I think of you as my partners. So Mary starts out an ode to J.R.W., our own boys of summer. Oh, we'll line up this Wednesday morn awaiting the parade. We'll come to give them one last cheer and thanks for how they played. By they, I mean the team of boys who stirred Chicago's pride, a team with grit and heart and skill and raised on our south side. Some players were not 5 feet tall. Each one was still a kid. But now the world has heard their name and knows just what they did. Their name was Jackie Robinson, to which they added West. They showed their namesake 42. They'd give his game the best, their best. For 2 weeks of our summertime, they gave us all a lift amid the worries of the world. They landed like a gift in parks and bars and living rooms. We sat and watched them win. We helped them give a ratings gift to dear ESPN. And what a gift to Rahm as well. Big news that's not a downer. They even scored a bunch of tweets from Durbin, Quinn, and Rauner. They made the Cubs look like Little League. They made the Sox look old. From north to south, we love these boys decked out in blue and gold. Lester, Benton, Radcliffe too, plus Hernandez, Noble, King, these little heirs to Robinson, they made the old game sing. Ed Howard, Butler, Jackson Green, plus Houston, Buffer, Jones. These 13 boys, they played like men with all their hearts and bones. Oh, they clobbered Linwood, Washington. They whooped poor Philly. Yay! Although it was a bit sad to see them beat Mo and Nee. Nevada stomped them once, and then they swallowed their distress. They marched back on the field and left as champs of the U.S. So what if, in the final match, they lost the game to Seoul? They made our fractured city seem for just a moment whole. Some said it was a fairy tale, the way they beat the odds, but this was not a fairy tale, and not the work of gods. The boys of Jackie Robinson are in the end just boys. They're kids who learn to win and lose and focus through the noise. They showed what work and hope can do with coaches there to guide, with help from friends and family who know work is key to pride. They might not change Chicago, and they will not end its woes. Our troubles and our worries carry on, and so it goes. Though 67 years have passed since Robinson broke through and breached the baseball color line, oh, there's still lots to do. The problems of the city, its divisions, and its fears will still be here tomorrow when we're finished with the cheers. But when they ride up Aberdeen and north on Halsted Street, the heirs to Jackie Robinson will give us something sweet. For one more day, we'll get the chance to all be one big team. For one more day, we'll get the chance to witness that great dream. Then, when the cheers are over, and when all the fanfare's done, there's just this final thing to say. You sure made summer fun. Mazel tov. Congratulations. You make us proud. Chicago, south side of Chicago. I am a Chicagoan, bred and born. Lived on the far, far south side of Chicago. You brought fame to our name. I thank each one of you individually. Thank you, thank you. And hugs to all of you. Keep this dream still dancing in your heart when you're 15, 16, 17, 18. Put your blinders on and don't get caught up with the violence. You're here for a reason. You won for a reason. To show that regardless of who you are, what you are, you can stand on top of the mountain with your dream in your hand, knowing that you made it. And you traversed the abyss. You made it. And we've embraced you. The world is sending you all a great big hug. Thank you. Jackie Robinson West, you are our future. And I know our future is in good hands. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net. And then we'll talk about Virtual Portal. When we get to your business, circa 2030. I have another celebration. Oh, precious moments. Practicing patience. Are you a perfectionist? And the time is now. Live in the moment. You never know from one moment to the next what's going to happen, but remember, I told you that when you wake up, the first hour is the rudder of the day, and this is when you plan your day. James Valvano said, I just got one last thing. I urge all of you, to enjoy your life, the precious moments you have, to spend each day with some last laughter and some thought to get your emotions going. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. Let me tell you the story of a kid who, when he was 19 years old, he became very ill and had to be hospitalized. He was alone in New York and scared to have this procedure, but it was necessary. A friend and his wife came to see me and were upset with the care I was receiving. He showed up daily to support me and then insisted that I stay in their home during my recovery. He became a father figure to me. And when I got the call he made his transition, I felt a deep sadness and then suddenly had an amazing flash of what I call precious moments come flooding into my mind. I saw him laughing and expressing the joy of being alive. I heard him telling jokes and reciting poetry that poured out of his mouth with such ease. These memories came back to me as if they were happening in that very moment. I do not remember a time that he was not loving, kind, considerate, and excited to connect with me. I'm so grateful for the time we had together. I hold our precious moments as gifts from the universe to be treasured. Yeah, there are people who are important to you. I hope you will honor the precious moments with each one of them. We are not guaranteed a long life. So I say lavish the people you love with kindness, care, honesty, authenticity, and joy. Create memories that will last long after either of you leave this planet. So today I'm going to encourage all of you to celebrate your loved ones. Take time to remind them of how precious they are to you and what a difference they make in your life. Create precious moments. All the little leaguers on Jackie Robinson West created precious moments for all of us. And I believe you remember I told you that our kids were, our youngest son Bob and his charming, charming companion Rayanne were coming in on Friday the 22nd, and then the 23rd we drove to St. John to be with the Pawn reunion, and then on Sunday we just hung out, and then Monday was his birthday and I had a birthday celebration, and his Auntie Anne was part of it, and my baby is 53. Well, he's also about 6'2" and enormous, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. And I just sat there, and I just took a back seat in the background, and I watched his interaction with his dad, with all of the people at the reunion, his Auntie Anne. I thought, man, what a precious boy. You see, I knew that he was an old soul. And I knew that he would find his soulmate, and Rhea is his soulmate. And when you look at the two of them, they just radiate this aura of love and harmony. And they have such giving hearts. Some people come into your life and stay for a little while, and you release them. They have to get on with their lives. And then there are those that come into your heart and into your life and step on your heart, and you're never the same. Rayanne and Bob will step on your heart as they did with everyone they met, and of course their mom and dad. We took them to the Trade Depot on the 26th, came home, oh, that was in Glenview, came home in downpour, rain. And when we were having our dinner, it was so quiet. And the senior Silver Fox looked at me, said, "What's going on?" I said, "Oh, it's so lonely without them." but they live in Nebraska. And you're going to hear more about the talent of Bob with his elephants that I'm looking at right now. Tie wire, he makes them in his left hand, and he molds an elephant, custom designed, and finds out about the person, and he works with the spirit. He's an old soul. And once he gets his website up, I'm going to link it to mine, and you'll be able to see the uniqueness and the God-given talent that Bubba has. And he's an artist. He's a drummer. He's a lyricist. I knew that when he was a little child. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Don't take your life for granted. Don't you want to be around for circa 2030? To live better? Just imagine, in 16 years, the technology of the future will give you the ability to customize your life, from exercise to changing your house on a whim. And this is all extrapolated from the Red Bulletin magazine, August. It's beyond the ordinary. I love this magazine. August 2014. Wait till you find out what you're going to be able to do with your life with the push of a button. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and I'm always interested in getting your feedback. Do you have any ideas for a show? Do you have a book? Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Remember I told you that I was going to participate in an event, but I wouldn't tell you about it until I found out what the results were. The Senior Lifestyle Expo was held at the Drury Lane in Illinois, Oakbrook Terrace area, Tuesday and Wednesday, August 26th, 27th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it was the 19th annual Northeastern Illinois Agency on Aging. And the theme was Chart the Course and Set Sail. Well, that piqued my interest because, you know, I speak on international cruise ships. And they had a contest. And 300 words and less, a writing contest, a challenge. And the topic was, what is the best thing you ever learned while on vacation? And you have to do it in 300 words and under. So, you know, I love to write. And I went, whoa, you know, just for fun. So on July 21st, I sent in my submission. Dear Kathy, thank you for sending your submission for the Connecting the Generations Writing Challenge on the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo, and it was under review. And it said, should you be chosen for the finals, you will receive a letter with your call time and other information. Well, I didn't pay any attention to it. You know, I thought, yeah, with so many people writing, I just did. I had no, when you have no expectations, you don't have any disappointments. So I called Judy, my friend, and I, oh, wait, on August 13th, I get a letter made out to me from the agency. Dear Kathy Watson, you are one of the 10 writing challenge finalists. Thank you for participating in Connecting the Generations Writing Challenge. We hope you enjoyed writing as much as we enjoyed reading. We request that you join us on Tuesday, August 26th at 1:30 p.m. on the Lido Deck Entertainment Area. Should your piece place in the top three, gold, silver, or bronze, you will be asked to read your piece in front of the audience. And they sent complimentary tickets, so on and so forth. Oh, and I was convoluted because the kids were leaving Tuesday morning, but their train was leaving at 12. So that meant that we have to get them to Glenview by at least 11, and they understood. I said, I have a choice. I could stay here and sit with you, or participate in the challenge. I have no idea if I won. It doesn't matter. And they said, oh, Mom, please go. Just keep us posted. Well, we started out from Glenview to head back to Gulf Road into Schaumburg. Oh, my. I mean, the heavens opened up. The rain. And we didn't pull over. It never occurred to us to pull over. And there was a tree that was down, this beautiful, beautiful aged tree. It was just sliced in half. But I don't remember it being thunder and lightning. So anyway, we get there. And across the way from Drury Lane is the Oakbrook Terrace. It's only 30 flights that I'll be climbing in February. And I said to Judy, you know, it's going to take us longer to get here than my stair climbing. I'll be done in a non-new second. And she said, fine, just let me know when it is. So we get there, and the entertainment was great. It was all about sailing and Love Boat. And I did something. You see, I love the stage. I love performing. I love being with people and sharing. And I had a good talk with myself. Don't you dare upstage anyone. This is their moment. Just stay back. Kathy, it's not your show. I remember years ago when we were raising the kids, itty-bitty kids, I was choreographing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at the church, St. Jude's in Dalton. And I had an associate at that time. Her name was Vera. I think she's made her transition by now. And she did a performance with another group. And I don't know what happened after it, but I was going to make a suggestion about something. And I got a poke on the shoulder. And the Silver Fox says, Kathy, remember, this is not your show. Back off. That has stayed with me forever and ever. So I made up my mind. I was going out of curiosity. I wanted to see what it was all about. And now I know that the entertainment, they invite people that will connect with the theme. And the theme was chart your course, sailing. So how could Shakespeare, the only way that Shakespeare, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, if it is soul songs? And I got it. I said, great, I love it. So we're in the Lido room, and a lady came up behind me. She said, you must be Kathy Watson. And I said, yes. She said, please go sit in the front row. We want all of you 10 finalists to sit in the front row. And I said, okay. And they were going to give us a microphone if we won. And the guy comes up, it's 1:35, and he introduces all of us, and I get up and say hola or bonjour. I'm Kathy Watson. I sat down. Now you could win the gold, silver, or bronze. Huh. Well, I had no expectations, and I'm really telling you the truth. I had no idea. And he said, okay, drum roll, he pretended, and he said, the bronze winner is Kathy Watson. And I thought, cool. And he said, now, Kathy, you're going to have to read your letter. What was the best thing you ever learned while on vacation? And that little voice said, just read the letter. You don't have to do a whole show before you read the letter. So I got up. No, I was sitting down because I had to hold the microphone and my letter in front of me. And I said, it's a pleasure being here. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and I'm honored. Backward turn, backward, O time, in your flight. Take me back to a time in my life, circa 1992. Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, retired from ironworking. He said, let's take a cruise, first class. Great! We've never taken a cruise. We embarked on the Grand Monarch out of Florida, settled in to be waited on from a.m. to p.m., and just think, we didn't have to make our own bed. May I share with you what I learned about first-time cruising? First, leave old habits and diets at home. You don't have to be in bed before midnight. That's when the action starts on board. No is not in your vocabulary. Yes, let's do it is. Oh, take dress-up clothes to look beautiful and handsome when you have your photo taken with the captain. Take casual clothes and unpack half of them. You virtually live in a bathing suit while at sea. Take comfortable walking shoes and your camera. Imagine. What an awesome time to rekindle romance. Be lovers again. Stroll the deck at midnight, hold hands. Wish upon a star. Dance the night away. Hold each other tight. Try a new dance step. Be an adventurer, take short excursions. Climb the waterfalls. Enjoy the local people and their customs. Participate in activities on board. Great way to meet passengers. Your first cruise can be an electrifying experience, or it can be a bummer. Mine was electrifying. Look forward to sailing the high seas again soon. Bon voyage! Kathy Watson. And we all received a monetary gift and our medal. And they took all kinds of photos. All kinds of photos. Now let me get to, I wanted to give you their website because it is, and then I'll tell you about the other two. Okay, now just wait. Enough is enough. The silver was Marlene, who wrote a lovely story about being in Paris. And then the gold medal was Carol, who wrote a beautiful, beautiful poem about what she learned on her first trip. Now, you could go to www.ageguide.org, ageguide.org. They deserve to win. I can't compete with poetry. And then let's see, tonight on, Tuesday, August 26th, there was a Peggy Kent, certified international trainer of Ageless Grace, are teaching. It's a fitness and wellness program consisting of 21 simple exercise tools designed for all ages and abilities. The exercises based on everyday movements that are natural and organic focus on the longevity of the body and mind. They are simple and designed to be performed seated in a chair. No excuses. Almost anyone can do them regardless of most physical conditions. What's your excuse? What is taking you so long? Exercise along with laughter is the elixir of youth. So congratulations, Carol and Marlene, and to all of you that made the conference, working harder to make aging easier. And I'm telling you again, it's all choices, 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 choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations, Jackie Robinson West. You are Olympiads. You have that charming Olympic attitude. You won. You made us proud. Now, call to action. This was interesting. Carol, the poet, as we were leaving Drury Lane, she and her, I would imagine, her husband were leaving, and I stopped her to congratulate her. I congratulated both of them, gave them my card because I will have them on the air, and they could read their winning entry. And I said, Carol, it's very impressive. Do you write? Oh, she said, I write poems all the time. Oh, I have poems after. I said, well, where are they? Oh, they're in my desk drawer or somewhere like that. And I said, well, have you ever thought of putting it in a book? Oh, well, I kind of have a tablet. I said, no. A published book. Yes and no. Well, I could already tell that she didn't have a clue. And I said, well, Carol, if you're really interested, I'm a phone call away. We could meet and we could chat about you writing a book. And this is something, dear hearts, that I don't pressure. You either do it or you don't. I will not spend any time convincing someone how brilliant and authentic they are. If they don't have the belief in themselves, there is absolutely nothing that I can do about it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So let's see. And even the gal who wrote about Patty, it could be a darling booklet. This is a new learning curve. It's a course in self-growth. It's finding out what your potential are, who you are, where are you going, and what are you? Do you have a dream? Do you have a product? Do you have a service? I don't know. Call me. And let's talk about it. If it resonates, then I introduce you to my Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. I introduce you to my 10-week program. I'll help you with your one-minute commercial. It will be in my voice. And then you're invited to co-host a show with me. Yes, you're prepped. No loose cannons. And then, my dear dears, the darlings, after the show, You log on and hear yourself. And then you ask yourself one question. Was I convincing? I mean, would you get up and run to the phone to order what you were promoting? Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open, please don't bother me. Don't even call. fast food companies, they spend millions of dollars. The interest span of a human being is 8 seconds. The formula for successful marketing and PR: name recognition, exposure, repetition, 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 repetition. So you're saying, well, you have your book, you have your idea. Well, you're only 10% there. Now 90% is getting it out there. We have 6 billion people on this planet. Are you ready to step out of your comfort zone? No guts, no glory. If you are, call me at 847-882-8717. 882-8717. And remember, as the population ages, the need for all services and products grow and grow and grow and grow. We're living longer. But so many, the quality of life are eluding so many. So here they are, live with Kathy, my consortium. Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose: to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. College versus the Domperion of the trades. You have to qualify. 4 years, but when you finish, you've made money, your health care is intact, and so is your pension. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. Don't waste your time. Do you hear me? Don't waste your time. If you're going to go to college, fine, but don't waste it. Tomorrow I'll be back at my home away from home, Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the national winners for excellence in 2009. And Rika Kauf is the director of the 50-plus consortium. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Contact your park districts or contact heparks.org. Senior centers and libraries and park districts. Almost the end of the month. Are you going to have more month than money? Are you having problems with, I don't know, maybe tax or whatever? And IRS, have no idea. But I'm going to put you in touch with Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, they're all leading factors in premature aging and premature death. Did you know that stress and anger releases toxins into the body? But I know how to neutralize the free radical damage, do you? Good skin is an inside out. To beautify and to treat the skin, log on to www.revivalabs.com. The leaders in skincare. How do I know? I've been using their products for 40 years. Don't you have friends, people, you know, even the news? I have to take the newspaper to stay on top of what's happening in the world. But it's so toxic. It's so negative. What are you, TNT or are you PEP? Toxic negative thinking, or are you filled with the energy of being positive and the power of the word? Edith Nam, who was an author extraordinaire, change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more about Edith, log on www.enamm.com. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. You have to adopt the attitude. You have to adapt it to your life. And then you have to activate. No, not, and never don't belong in your vocabulary. Try it for 24 hours. Try not to say a negative thing or a thought. Are you happy in your job? Ah, Lee Puttrick, our little heaven angel. She made her transition on May 1st, but she's in the book Choices. And she decided that as she started her home-based business after hours, Shackley, she worked for corporate America. 1983, she said, I quit. I don't want to be bothered. And the president called her a traitor. They gave her offered her a 14% increase in pay. She said, I'll stay long enough to get you all in balance, but I'm out of here. And Jack, her husband, said, go back and see. You women aren't smart enough to run your own business. That was all she needed. Years later, a millionaire earned 8 cars, traversed the world 18 times. And she said, it was the best move I ever made. Yes, you are smart enough. You don't need a college degree, and you don't need tons of money. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills, and still have the opportunity to learn about the infinite opportunity to challenge yourself while making money. We help you believe in you. And Lee and I partnered. I want you to go to her website, www.leticia.myshackley.com, and then click on the button that says About Me and read about this lady who was adopted. And she just bit the bullet, and she said, I'm going to make this work. I said, Lee, how many times did you want to quit every day? Oh, about 9 to 10. But I got over the abyss. Once you get over it, you're only 3 inches from gold in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, and you're there. You're there. More men and women are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Make it a family affair. Leticia.myshackley.com. Very quickly, the PSA, beware of the latest scams and know the best defense. Con and scam artists, oh, they're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. Every year we lose $3 billion to con and scam artists. Doesn't matter your age. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. The Senior Beware PSA has been brought to you by Reviva Labs. Steven Stressler, he's in the book, From Humble Beginnings to Success. To Chuck Brazelton, in the book Choices, From Frozen Fingertips to Toes. To Lee, I Quit, she's in the book. And Rhea, who said, oh, there are so many roads to travel in life and so many choices to make, but Gabby, I just got to be me. Yeah, and you are, Rhea. She's in the book. And read my story. This is nonfiction. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll embrace, And you'll say, man, if they could do it, I can do it. You're listening to Live with Kathy. In 16 years, the future is yours to control. The technology is going to give you the ability to customize your life, everything from how efficiently you exercise to changing the layout of your house on a whim. I can't believe this. Now, let me tell you what they're saying about getting a good night's sleep. Wearing a new technology, they call it good night sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite, and if they do, bite them back so they won't bite tomorrow night. When you wear this new technology as you sleep, it will allow you to have lucid dreams, giving you the ability to control what is going on in your dream world as it happens. And Tom Buttrick wrote, excuse me, the second coming, he would dream about the chapters and then wake up and he would write them. Exercise, the result of those lucid dreams, the ability to visualize and perhaps activate more difficult physical goals. Eat your food. Factory farming will end its stranglehold on the U.S. food supply. Well, I thought we were making progress with our fresh farm stands during the summer. Advances in backyard farms will allow consumers to grow their produce and protein sources behind their own homes. Well, don't you think that many of them are doing that now? Grow. With lucid dreaming, you're going to wake up exhilarated, not feeling tired at all. The mini farm in your backyard uses small-scale machinery, and robots do all the backbreaking work of farming, leaving you just to consume and enjoy. Work. Your surroundings can have an impact on your creativity. And in the future, you will be able to change your environment on a whim. We often think of creativity as innate, but there's room for all of us to get better. And then in 2030, want to show your friends the highlights of your race earlier in the day? Just rearrange the walls of your house in order to create a media room for parties. Play. Video games in the future will be fun, but they will also serve therapeutic purposes to relax after a day's work, as well as improve physical conditioning. By 2030, you'll be able to reconfigure the walls, furniture, and floor in your house. So in that 24 hours, the playing, your life, your sleep, exercise, eating, growing, work, relax. You finish with a game at night. You hop into your bed with your Aurora headband and drift off to a lucid dream of flying cars. Because even in 2030, they still only exist in dreams. And you go with the flow. It is going to take, now again, it's what you're bringing to the table. You're all stressed out. You'll play a game. But why? If someone could give me a good reason, why? Do you think that, now listen, if you think that things won't go right unless you worry about them, you're doomed for illness. you're doomed to hit a roadblock that could literally affect your health and your life. Until tomorrow at 11:30 to 12:30, we're going to talk about the summer dash to Europe. Until then, au revoir.